subject, planning and designing of healthcare facilities. Chapter 9, the name of chapter is Paraclinical Services by Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. In this, the first topic is hospital pharmacy services. So, hospital is the place where the patient is cured or taken care of because of his illness. And one cannot expect the treatment without giving drugs. And the drug part treatment is managed by the important hospital service, that is hospital pharmacy service. This department ensures constant supply of standard drug at an economical price. Because the word is standard drug, means the drug should be such that it should be commonly available and it should be such that it should be from the reputed company and economical price which the patient can afford, which the patient can buy. So these drugs in the hospital is supplied by the hospital owned pharmacy, which forms the integral part of hospital services, or it may be given to outside party, that is outsourced, where the outside party take care of the hospital pharmacy located within the hospital. For example, when you visit Fortis Mulund Hospital, you will see that there is Apollo Pharmacy within the Fortis group of hospital. It means that although the hospital is Fortis group, the pharmacy is given to outside party, that is Apollo Hospital. So in this way, within the hospital, few parts of the hospital are outsourced. Now, special attention which required to be given to hospital pharmacy is, hospital pharmacy is the area of high capital investment. It requires large budget in the terms of money to buy the drugs and keep them in the stock. Ability of the right drug in right formulation is needed to maintain proper therapy and fulfill the satisfaction of patient and cure the illness. So it not only requires the ability of the drug, but ability of the drug in the proper dose, proper strength. For example, the drug which is required for pediatric age group will be different as compared to that of the drug which is required for adult age group. For example, you may give tablet erythromycin 500 milligram to a adult, but the dose in the pediatric age group will be 250 milligram. And in the infants and early infancy period, it may be given in the form of syrup because they will be not able to swallow the tablets. So it requires the drug to be given in the proper strength, in the proper formulation, and according to the need the patient is suffering from. That is, need means the disease the patient is suffering from. Second is judicious use of drug to avoid discomfort and disability. One must be very careful while prescribing the drug. And while prescribing the drug, it is very important to give important instruction to the patient how to take the drug, either before meal or after meal, what special precaution has to be taken while taking the drug. For example, few doctors such as orthopedic give calcium supplement in the form of tablet alpha D3 60,000 calcium, elemental calcium, and this type of tablet has to be taken in empty stomach. Second thing, this type of tablet has to be taken in the sitting position and one should not take any meal at least 1 hour after taking the tablet, and it is given on weekly basis. So these four instructions, when the patient will come to know, the doses will be in correct formulation and in correct manner. If not carried carefully, the mistakes will be disastrous both in terms of morbidity and mortality. So whenever you are prescribing the drug, you should know the adverse reaction associated with the drug, what will be the effect of drug toxicity, what will be the effect of overdoses of the drug, etc. This should be borne in mind. Judicious use of the drug, particularly the procurement of the drug, the dispensing of the drug, is set by the regulatory authority such as PSCI, that is Pharmacy Council of India, MCI, Medical Council of India, DCI, Dental Council of India. Important activities related to hospital pharmacy. So, pharmacy is the place where a lot of activity go on. First is avoid irrational purchase of the medicine. In the beginning only, I have explained that pharmacy is a capital intensive business. It requires a lot of budget to buy the medicine, and moreover, it also requires a lot of budget because the drug has to be kept in the medical store for the long period of time. Few times the drug may be non-moving because the patient may not suffer from any disease for which the drug is indicated. So, if you purchase the drug which is most commonly used by the patient, which is most commonly prescribed by the physician, it avoids the unnecessary storage of the non-moving drug in the pharmacy, and therefore the purchase of the drug becomes rational, otherwise it becomes irrational. Second is the proper maintenance of the drug in the stock. It is very important that drug should not get damaged. There should not be any loose packing, because many tablets or capsules are hygroscopic in nature. They may absorb atmosphere, humidity, and may become soaked, especially in rainy season. So it is very important that they should be maintained in a proper manner with the proper seal, with the proper date of expiry and date within which it can be used safely, especially the drugs which are very much heat labile, like vaccines such as oral polio vaccine, tetanus toxoid, where the cold chain has to be maintained. So proper storage avoids the wastage of the drug, and also very important to keep the drug in the safe custody, so that unnecessary pilferage of the drug is very important. Now, since the drug requires the purchase, storing and dispensing, it forms the important part of inventory control mechanism. And this inventory control mechanism, few principles is that the drug should be purchased at a reasonable cost. That is why in the government setup, whenever the party comes to the hospital, usually the hospital asks for 3 quotation, and the party which gives the tender or put their quotation for the lowest price is selected. Then sometimes the vendors are fixed because of the previous reputation, and these vendors are just summoned whenever the drug is required. For example, Cipla company, Glenmark company, Pfizer company, etc. So in this, whenever the drug is required, you just send a quotation letter and a summon letter to send the drug. This is because of the previous or past record of good service provided by them in the past. Third important thing is never go for gift, because these gifted medicines are mostly under standard, or they are written in the literature which is not understandable to the present country. For example, if you procure the drug from certain European countries, they may write their drug prescription, particularly the doses, the drug name, the indication, etc., in Latin or German language, which the Indians cannot read, especially the patient cannot read. Therefore, this type of drug may cause underuse of the drug or overuse of the drug, leading to drug toxicity or under therapeutic doses. And therefore, never go for the drugs which are gifted from the other company or other country, where the drug literature is not written in the English form or English literature. Then, since the drug is a capital intensive business, it requires proper survey and proper analysis of the drug to be purchased. That is why, to avoid this controversy, drug purchase is usually made by the committee, which is known as Drug Purchase Committee, so that no one can be blamed for irrational purchase of the drug at high cost, favoring particular party, etc. The drugs are purchased according to the annual budget fixed by the hospital, and it is very important to do value analysis of the drug as per demand. That is, the drug which is needed more are bought in higher quantity at a reasonable price as compared to the drug which is needed in very small amount. For example, the drug such as analgesic, antipyretic, antibiotic may be required in large proportion as compared to the drug like anti-cancer drug or immunosuppressive drug, which may be used in small quantity because of the limited indication to be used. Then another important activity is proper planning of the hospital pharmacy. The hospital pharmacy should be properly planned according to the disease pattern, according to the ability of the drugs available, according to the disease pattern which the patient is suffering from, according to the price, according to the reputed company, and apart from this, it requires proper planning of storing the drug, proper staffing of the pharmacy, etc. And for all these activities, you require fund, and usually the fund is allocated for each and every unit function of this pharmacy. Therefore, the purchase should be need-based, the vendor should be renowned, the proper vendor selection is done by drug purchase committee, so that the feeling of the bias or the problem of favoring particular company over other pharma company can be avoided. Not only the purchase required, but it is very important to maintain the price at which the drug is purchased and also maintain all the record related to the purchase, because this purchase may require fund or capital which may be subjected to audit. The audit may be statutory audit, the audit may be related to hospital services, that is medical audit. Sometimes the audit may be done when the query is raised about the quality of drug, and this is known as quality audit. Sometimes the quality audit may be the part of hospital audit, which is known as hospital quality audit assessment, which is very important part of total quality management in the hospital services. Then the different system of the drug purchases: forward buying, blanket order, stockless purchase, and tender stock purchasing. What is forward buying? Forward buying means buying in excess of the normal requirement. Means sometimes you require 1000 strip of chloroquine phosphate for treating the case of malaria. But in the rainy season, when you assume that there will be more case of malarial fever patient because of the seasonal trend, then you usually purchase the drug in twice or thrice the quantity, so that you maintain the buffer stock of the drug which can be used when the epidemic of malaria comes. So this is usually carried out by the purchase department, usually the pharmacy purchase department, when they anticipate the increase of the disease in the particular season, or they anticipate the scarcity of the drug in the near future. Blanket order. Blanket order is arrangement to provide the quantity of the drug for a specified period at a fixed price or agreed price. In this, there is no change in the demand of the drug throughout the year. So you fix the vendor, you fix the price, and you fix the quantity to be purchased, so that the smooth flow or the continuous flow of the drug purchase is maintained. This is usually carried out for different type of drug which is commonly used or used with all illness, like analgesic to reduce pain, antipyretic to reduce temperature, sofromycin ointment which can be used in any type of cut, dressing material which can be used by gynecologist, surgeon or physician. So in this condition, the order is placed in such a way that there is continuous and constant flow of the drug or medicine throughout the year at a fixed or reasonable price. Then is stockless purchase. In this, the inventory is owned by the supplier and the drug is supplied by the supplier to the hospital as per the need and quotation raised. So in this condition, although the vendor is selected, the drug is not stored in the pharmacy store, and whenever the drug is required, the vendor is given summon, the rate is negotiated, and the need-based drug can be supplied as per the need. For example, you may not require always immunosuppressive drug. If you require immunosuppressive drug, you have already selected the party, you have already selected the price, so you can just send a summoned regarding the quantity of the requirement and the duration for which the drug is required. The drug will be supplied by the supplier according to the need of the hospital and according to the quotation raised. Therefore, the advantage of the stockless purchase is that unnecessary purchase of the drug, unnecessary stocking of the drug which involves the capital can be avoided. Moreover, it also decreases the responsibility of the pharmacy in charge to maintain the proper temperature, humidity, as well as safety for the maintenance of the stock, especially the drug in the store. And therefore, the chances of the pilferage, the drug getting spoiled, or the drug not getting available to the patient when it is needed seriously can be avoided. So this type of purchasing is known as purchasing by spot quotation, that is purchase as and when required. Then types of tender purchase. The type of tender, that is summon, which is given for the purchase of the drug may be purchased through the open tender, purchased through the limited tender, and purchased through the single tender. First, purchase through the open tender. Purchase through the open tender is also known as global tender. After assessing the requirement, the tender notice is given for depending upon the type of the drug required and the condition for delivering the drug, and this type of notice usually given in the leading newspaper like Times of India, Indian Express, Hindustan Times, etc. The interested party will look at the quantity the drug is required, the price which is quoted, the duration within which the drug is to be supplied, and under this scheme, 5 or 6 parties or suppliers send their quotation, particularly quoting the unit price of the drug. And the party which quotes the least price is selected and order is placed with that particular party. Now, the important economic assess regarding the drug purchase is to do the ABC analysis. ABC analysis consists of 3 letters A, B and C. These letters usually indicate the way the drug is moving from the pharmacy to the hospital for the treatment of patient. A is fast moving drug. Fast moving drug means the drug which is always move continuously round the clock from the pharmacy for the patient. These are usually low cost drug which can be used by any type of physician or surgeon, whether specialized or non-specialized. For example, a patient of cancer may also suffer from loose motion. A patient from gastroenteritis may also suffer from loose motion. A patient of respiratory distress syndrome may also suffer from fever. So these type of drugs may be required in multiple disorder in larger quantity and not costly. Therefore, a hospital administrator and drug purchase committee should pay special attention to this, because these are the drug which is required in each and every type of case. Therefore, the hospital should not get defamed when these type of basic drugs are not available. So A class of the drug are usually fast moving, required in large quantity, and also do not cost much, like analgesics such as crocin, cough syrup, analgesic gel, soframycin ointment, treatment for fever, treatment for loose motion, etc. Moderately fasting drugs are those drugs whose movement for the need of patient is also fast, but not as fast as category A drug. This means that although the patient using this type of drug is more, but these are not used in each and every patient. Therefore, they are used in large quantity by the specific patient. For example, anti-diabetic drug. Anti-diabetic drug is needed by large patient, but all patients are not diabetic. Similarly, anti-hypertensive drug is needed by large patient, but all patients are not suffering from hypertension. Similarly, antibiotic is needed by many patients, but all patients do not suffer from infectious or contagious disease or the superimposed bacterial or viral infection. So, although the drugs are required in large quantity, these are not as fast moving as the A category drug. Since they are required for the specific category of the drug, their quantity is also less as compared to A classified drug. And third important thing is that the drugs are although cheap, but it is not as cheap as the category A drug. The category C drugs are although the drugs which is needed for some and few patients, but not for all patients. Usually these drugs cost much higher than category A and category B drug, and since they are not used by all patients, they are usually used by selected patients. Their movement of the medicine from the stock is very slow and cost is also very high. The slow moving drugs are usually anti-cancer drug, immunosuppressive drug, newer type of diabetic like gliptins, immunomodulator drugs, cosmetic dermatological preparation. As the name indicates, this type of disease are although common, but not common in every patient. So every patient will not require this drug. So, and second thing is that anti-cancer drugs are mostly imported from abroad. Therefore, there is lot of cost added to it while importing the drug from outside. So these increases the cost and it is not within the reach of every individual. So although these drugs are required for specific indication, their quantity is less and cost is high. So they should not be ordered in high quantity and should be ordered according to the need of the patient. Now, what do you mean by economic order quantity? Economic order quantity is also designated by the letter capital E, capital O, capital Q. It takes into consideration the following time, lead time. It is the time taken from the requisition for the item is raised until the supply is received. So it usually indicates the gap between the need of the drug and the drug is delivered. Normally, hospital tries to reduce the lead time so that the need of the drug is raised and the drug is available for the patient treatment as early as possible. This is because most of the hospital or most of the physician want to treat the patient when the infection is very high or within the golden period. Otherwise, the disease will become chronic and unnecessary patient has to stay in the hospital for longer period of time, increasing the financial burden on the patient and also bringing bad name to the hospital. Second is the safety stock. Safety stock are buffer stock or reserved stock. It is the stock maintained to prevent the out of situation. So safety stock is such a stock that avoid the drug crisis, and all the hospital always try to maintain certain amount of buffer stock so that they can be able to sustain a case of disaster or epidemic which can occur. For example, the patient may not require injection TT, but if sudden building collapse occur and it in one day if 1000 patients required and five is referred to the hospital and in them 500 patients required TT injection, and if tetanus toxoid injection is not available in the hospital cannot deliver it. So few drugs which are although life saving, not required for every patient but required for specific and emergency cases, their buffer stock has to be maintained. Buffer stock is also very much to be maintained for the life-saving drug, especially used in casualty, ICU, etc. Reorder level. Reorder level is nothing but the safety stock and the lead time. So reorder whenever you can reorder the drug when the safety stock is getting less and lead time is more. So all the hospital usually know when to reorder the drug looking at their safety stock, that is buffer stock, and assessing the lead time. The purposes of drug storage. The purpose of drug storage is that the drug is to be stored in the hospital pharmacy so that they can able to treat the patient in the golden period. Second thing, they can handle the epidemic, and third, to maintain the buffer stock. But these are the clinical aspect of drug storage. The drug is also stored properly because the storage of the drug is not only from the patient treatment point of view, but to maintain the potency of the drug. That is, drug should be effective as it was prepared in the manufacturing unit. It should maintain its pH, temperature, and bioavailability. So it is very important that these drugs should be stored at a proper temperature, proper humidity, proper pH, etc. And that is why few drugs like vaccines which are heat sensitive has to be maintained in the cold chain. Most of the drug is stored between +2 to +4 degrees centigrade, and this temperature chart is very important. That is why you will see that there is temperature indicator always attached to the bassinet or the storage box containing the drug, so that at a glance you will know whether the drug is preserved at the proper temperature or not. These are important findings which is noted by quality audit or auditor during the quality assessment of the hospital services. With regard to the stockage of storing of the drug, the two important concepts is FIFO and LIFO. FIFO means first in, first out. So whichever the drug which comes to the hospital store first should be released first, so that old stock is depleted first and unnecessary storage of the old stock is prevented. Last in, first out means the drug which has come to the hospital store at a later time is depleted first. Usually last in, first out is usually done for vaccine which requires specific cold chain or specific temperature to be maintained, such as oral polio vaccine, BCG vaccine, etc. Most of the hospital follow the principle of FIFO, first in, first out, so that it prevent the unnecessary expenditure because of the drug expiry, because of the drug losing the potency. And most important thing is that if the drug is kept in the hospital pharmacy for the longer period of time, it is very important to prevent the pilferage of the drug. And therefore, from the safety aspect of the hospital drug pharmacy store, it is very important to follow the principle of first in, first out. Pharmacy store keeping. The few activities which are required in the pharmacy store keeping is purchase. Purchase denotes the price at which the medicine is purchased by the drug company, purchased by the hospital from the drug company. So purchase usually is an activity that deals with the purchase of the drug from the drug manufacturing unit by the end user, that is hospital, nursing home, dental clinic, etc. Then is costing. Costing is the price at which the hospital makes the drug available to the patient. So it is very important concept, that is purchase and costing. Most of the hospital buy the drug from the drug purchasing manufacturing unit. Therefore, they take the drug at a cheaper price. But once the drug comes to the hospital, the additional cost is added to it, which may be the cost of transportation, which may be the cost of sale price, which may be the cost of storage, which may be the cost overhead related to the manpower payment for dealing this activity. And usually the cost at which the drug is available to the patient or sold at the hospital pharmacy will be higher than the rate at which the drug is purchased from the drug manufacturing unit by the hospital. Therefore, based on this concept, the cost of the drug, that is the actual cost which the patient has to bear while buying the drug, is MRP, that is maximum retail price plus the sale tax, which is imposed by doing the commercial activity, that is sale of the drug, is equal to actual cost, that is manufacturing cost and overhead cost, that the cost I have explained. Therefore, certain overheads and handling cost of the drug is based on the concept that it will be 25% more than the actual manufacturing cost of drug. So if the actual cost of the drug is 100 rupees, when it comes to the patient, it will be nearly 25% more than the actual manufacturing unit because of the different hidden price which is related with the drug manufacturing, drug distribution and drug storage.